If you call to a house in my part of the world that was built 15 or 20 years ago, the one question you'll be asked, because there'll be young people in that house, some of them making decisions on their future, whether they want to stay or whether they want to go. And the father and mother will ask you, what's the chances of the young fella getting a house built or the daughter getting a house built? And in many cases, you had to be truthful and say, there's a slim chance. And that has to be changed in the future, David, because otherwise we will melt away a lot of our rural areas. Now, there are other areas in the county that don't have that problem, and that's fine. The land is better, the soakage is better. But here in many parts of North Leitrim, we have a huge issue on this problem, and it needs to be addressed going forward. And hopefully the work that Leitrim County Council is doing with Trinity College will come up with some solution. Otherwise, it's very bleak.
Would it be fair, Councillor, that you consider this a time-sensitive decision, because you want to see something happen before it's too late, before people wake up one day and realise all these services are gone out of the area because people couldn't move there, because people couldn't stay there, and they've gone away and they're not going to come back?
Well, you're right there, David. Once you lose the service in an area, you don't get it back. That's by and large well-known. But we have people wanting to stay and people wanting to come back. So there isn't a problem there with people, you know. Years ago, people were leaving in droves when I was young. But that has changed around, and I suppose the lockdown, you know, certainly made people think, and they wanted to come back to the rural areas where their families there. So we have the people that want to stay and want to come back. We have to find a solution.